This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Around here, real estate salespeople like to refer to certain things as adjacent, usually to a pricier or more desirable neighborhood. So they'll sell houses they call Beverly Hills adjacent or Ocean View adjacent or Freeway Close, and that's sort of what I'm about to do here. I'm not talking about politics. We've all had enough of that. Instead, I'm talking about something that's politics adjacent. Here goes. Around midnight in California on election night, the entertainment industry ground to a halt. That was the time that television networks and news organizations could confidently announce that Donald Trump was going to be the next president of the United States. And most of Hollywood was crushed, of course. But what Trump's victory represented to the entertainment industry was a systemic and catastrophic failure of the technology and mathematics used to anticipate and measure the public's true mood. Now, for an unbroken string of 12 months, opinion polls, focus groups, voter interviews, they all suggested that Trump's opponent had a solid lead. The gap between the two widened and narrowed occasionally, but it was a safe bet on Tuesday morning before the voting began that it was going to be Hillary Clinton and not Donald Trump who was going to give a rousing acceptance speech that night. And then disaster struck. The polls were mostly where it counted wrong. The voter surveys were mostly wrong. The focus groups were mostly wrong. The entire apparatus used to predict what people want and how they want it was revealed to be almost entirely busted. Movie studios and TV networks employ giant research departments filled to the rim with pollsters and marketing gurus and audience survey experts, and they're supposed to know, using the same tools politicians do, which movies or TV shows will be hits and which will not, and all of those people lost too. Hollywood and the entertainment industry was set back decades. Maybe the country too, but as I said, politics adjacent. Now, back in olden times, when, as old-timers put it, this town was mostly orange groves, here's how a movie or TV show would be set into production. A writer or a director would have an idea, they'd sell that idea to a studio or network executive, and the project would get made. Or a mogul or executive would have an idea, order some writer to turn out a fast screenplay, and as the pages came out of the typewriter, they'd go straight to the soundstage and on to celluloid. But here's how a movie or TV show gets made today. Someone has an idea, usually based on another idea someone else has already had, and the idea is carefully compared to a list of settings and story types that have already been developed by the studio or network in consultation with a market research firm employing pollsters and focus groups and audience surveys, and the idea is then produced, but before it gets to an audience, it is subjected to a barrage of market research experiments where alternative endings are tested and characters are subjected to focus group panels to measure their likability, and audiences are surveyed for storyline preferences, and the entire project is measured using what were, until the Trump event, universally trusted methods of market research and audience data gathering for its potential for success. Now, when a project is in great shape, we in the entertainment industry say it's testing well, meaning the metrics of audience research are pointing in a positive direction. But when it's not, we say a project just didn't test, meaning it looked like a loser. Shows and movies that test well get released into movie theaters and onto television screens, and those that don't get stopped in their tracks. Billions of dollars are at stake in these decisions. Voters, we have learned, are a complicated and unfathomable thing. No amount of measuring and polling and surveying can ever allow us to know what they're about to do with any certainty, and what's true of voters must be true of audiences too, which is why Hollywood, with its multi-million-dollar superhero films and its TV series extravaganzas, needs to reevaluate how it makes decisions. It's not just that Donald J. Trump is going to be president, it's that no one knew it was coming, and not knowing is a very expensive thing. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will try to drop our R's for KCRW. This is Rob.